Hi. Pretty soon I'm going to take my glasses off so I can't see any of you, but I'm going to look at you all right now because, wow, you guys are beautiful, and there's lots of you, and thanks for coming. I have props, so I'm going to get my props out. Did you guys have a fun time getting here today? Was everybody behaved and everybody got breakfast, I hope? Everybody got to eat? All right, here we go. I brought a whole backpack of props, so. All right, there goes the glasses, so now I can't see you guys. And I'm going to read it because then I don't ad lib and it doesn't get too long. Katie said, you know, just a few minutes. Not really. She gave me 20, I think. WCC has a beautiful ladies' community. One of the very special things about it is that they pray for one another, are kind and serve each other, bless each other's children. But wait, that's more than one. There's actually many really, really amazing things here. One of the beautiful things is that they honor their older women here. I'm not speaking to you guys today because I'm gifted. I'm not great at dividing the truth. I'm not an amazing mom. I'm just older. So, and hopefully I'm willing to share my struggles and encourage, and hopefully they encourage you and strengthen you. Katie said, I shared this at a mom's night, and so she asked me to share it again, and so we're going to. And our mom's nights, I'm going to do a little plug. If you haven't come to one, they're really fun. We just, that's not mine. Sounds like mine, but it's not. We eat, and we laugh, and we just kind of gather together, and it's really comfortable, and then one of the moms shares, and we ask questions, so they're a beautiful time of fellowship. So we have more coming. You're welcome to come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for each woman in this room. Thank you, God, that you've chosen them and that you love them. I pray today that you will fill me with your strength, for I'm weak. That you will make my words clear, for they're kind of poorly written. That, God, you will touch each woman here and just bless her and encourage her and help her in their inner journey with you. There's so many needs today in here. People in surgery, people hurting, people, just so many needs. I just pray that you will meet those needs. Thank you, God, for all you do. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for loving us and being here with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sometimes parenting our children or our children, they don't look like we imagine they should, even years into the project. I call this thing my block of the month quilt class. I'm not much of a seamstress, but I love to make things. There's something weird about that. I love to do it, but I'm not very good at it. And when our children move out, we start doing other things to take up some of the space that we had previously donated to wiping noses, grocery shopping, sweeping up, sweeping out, dropping off, picking up, preventing loss of life and limb, laundry, you know, all of those things. We look for something to fill the quiet because that quiet is sometimes loud. I've made quilts in the past. They were pretty simple, just patches and strips, and honestly not that great. I thought I would bring one to show you, but no. Anyway, so I got the notion to take a class and make a real quilt. At the quilt store, they offered a block of the month class. What I didn't know is that it wasn't really a class. It was just a small baggie of fabric, little fabric, and a photocopy picture of what the block should look like, and some cutting instructions and assembly instructions. Um, I had no idea how the final quilt would look like, or even what the colors would be. We were to choose brights or pastels. It was a struggle. I couldn't decide, brights or pastels. So I paid my $20 registration fee, and I started on my journey of making a bright quilt. If I finished my block that month, the next one was free. That was a big motivation to me to get every block done on time. It was kind of like my parenting journey. I knew I wanted to be a mom, or at least try, so we signed up, not having a clue what we were doing. And before I didn't have siblings. You know, I had no little, I really didn't have a clue what I was doing. And before we knew it, we had a small bundle of beauty with a few cutting and assembly instructions and a blurry picture of how she should turn out. I remember buckling her in the car seat and thinking, are they crazy letting her come home with me? I know nothing. So the first quilt square took several tries at the assembly, but the cutting went well. I cut it out right. I was very excited when I was finished. It was pretty. Challenging, but I did it. It felt the same way with that newborn little girl they sent home with us. I remember Danny making a nice fire to nurse her by and praying over her and loving her that first exhausting week. I had a lot to learn, but it was beautiful. So let's see if we can show you the quilt square. So this is the first quilt square. Turned out really pretty, huh? Yes, woohoo, I did it. You guys don't know how bad of a seamstress I am. So you, just as we go along, you can be excited for me. The next baggie was full of, in my opinion, some pretty unusual fabric that clashed with the first square. I was thinking, how in the world is this going to work out? Pink and turquoise. So you see the first one? Burnt orange. The next one was pink and turquoise. I couldn't see those going together. Also, I brought more props. So hold it up higher, thank you. So there's the burnt orange one, and there's the pink and turquoise. So it's pretty, but I couldn't see them going together, right? And the other thing with that one, it's over here somewhere. I just brought it for proof. The cutting instructions were wrong. See, if you can see this, and you can't, but you can. They were wrong. They were wrong. I didn't do it. It was supposed to be 12 1.5-inch squares, and they were really supposed to be 2-inch squares. We got those instructions later. So, but the pattern, isn't the pattern pretty? It was beautiful. So that was similar to my first 3 or 4 months of a really colicky baby. Danny and I tag-teamed. She usually quit screaming at 2 a.m. and slept well till 6. During this time and over the first years, I was a baby Christian. And I memorized Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which you guys probably knew since you were born. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. 7 and 8 say, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshing to your bones. Looking back, maybe I could have done some things differently, but I was following those cutting instructions, and I wouldn't have chose those colors, but we learned to pray, and we learned to do hard together. Block 3 was beautiful. Purple and black. Burnt orange. Pink and turquoise. Purple and black. Down in the color and combination. This was toddlerhood, though. Directions were good. Boy, everybody can tell you how to raise a toddler, right? There's a lot of directions out there. It was a challenge, but oh, so beautiful. Oh, I love toddlers. They're so beautiful. Different than I expected, but I wasn't sorry to learn the pattern. As I progressed through months of the quilt, I grew a little discouraged at the fabrics. They were different from one another. I couldn't really see where they could be joined together in one cohesive unit. Some of them were kind of ugly. Okay. Really ugly. Seriously ugly. when I finished the block, I'd be happy to learn the skill. Because there were some skills in here. I had to learn how to do this little rollback thing.
Yeah.
So I was happy to learn the skill, but not very excited about the end product. Maybe it's like that with kiddos. Overcoming learning disabilities, birth defects, health issues, or even bad attitudes. This morning I woke up and I wanted to make sure that I stressed that sentence. There's a lot in that sentence. There's something we all struggle with that we can't see. You know, y'all know. I don't even have to go in it. But we question our abilities. And sometimes we even question the designer. We wonder, how in the world is this ever going to turn out? We make mistakes. Then we make more mistakes. And sometimes we get so tired of redoing things, we forge ahead instead of ripping out the seams and starting over. Like quilting, we cut it out wrong, we jam up the machine, or we just don't follow the directions and we can't go back. But sometimes it does go perfectly. Well, as I said before, as I progressed on the quilt, I just couldn't catch the vision. They weren't anything I could imagine blending together. Upon finishing the blocks, I realized my vision and the shop's vision for a quilt that I would want or even want to give away were different. All the blocks were free, and they were all finished, but I just couldn't assemble them in the ways suggested. Hours and hours of work and nothing to show. So I let everything sit for a few months. And I let it sit. And after a while, an idea began forming that these quirky, happy blocks reminded me of one of my crazy, happy girls. She's not the status quo, but she uniquely belongs to her creator. She's not mild and sedate and coordinated, but she's bright and she's beautiful. When I started looking at the uniqueness as a thing of beauty instead of something that I needed to fit into a distorted picture I had in my mind, something that could be joined and made and with care and love, I got excited, actually. A good friend gave me an idea. Aren't friends a blessing? Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise. But that's another talk. I only have 20 minutes, so I started designing the center with a little bit of fabric from each block, trying to tie them all together. I was actually renewed. I couldn't wait to finish, like when we sincerely pray and ask God to make sense of it all, to lead us, to show us the way. He does show us the way. Sometimes he shows us right away, and sometimes we wait. When we are pouring our lives into our children, we want to know we are doing it right. We want concrete evidence that our hard work is the right hard work. Sometimes it is evident, and with certain children, and other times it's not so clear, right? It's not clear that we're doing things the correct way. We can fret over that. Or we can be thankful for the faith that he's building in us. In Isaiah 55:8-11, he says, it's a long verse, and I'm going to read it all to you guys, so be patient with me. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your way, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I was excited to finish, but then I made so many more mistakes. So many. I was still learning, and there were not directions, just guidelines now. I was making things up as I went. As you get older, there are less child-raising techniques. Actually, your friends are saying, I don't know what you're going to do with that kid. And it's more time on your knees. And you're just trusting God to direct you and trusting God to direct them. Finally, I got the quilt top done. Yay. And although I learned to piece these blocks together, I'm still not good enough to quilt it. So I sent it off to a master quilter. When I got it back, I was in awe. It was striking and unique. Examining the work my quilter did to enhance, bind, and add lovely detail that I could have never done on my own, it was incredible. I put my best effort towards this project most of the time. Sometimes I slacked. I tried to follow the instructions and correct my mistakes. It wasn't what I first imagined it was going to be when I signed up for that class. But somewhere, and sometimes I thought, you know, did I go wrong? Should I have chosen pastels? But with more time and more work and the touch of my master quilter, it became a thing of beauty. So I'm going to show it to you guys because, it was pretty. Oh, good. Just don't catch it on fire. Oh, yeah, because I'm short and you guys can't see it. But really, I'm not showing it off. I'm just showing you guys. I'm just showing you what God can do with. He has a plan for your children that sometimes we don't understand. So there we go. That's enough. This is a picture, a reminder of me, still is, to trust God to make all things beautiful for its own time. That He, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. Thank you.